Welcome in, everybody, to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, and Merry Christmas to you and yours. Greetings from today's matchup between the New Orleans Saints and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. This is the regular season home finale for the New Orleans Saints and a chance to even up their season series against divisional opponent Tampa Bay. John, I know the Saints will be certainly looking for a different outcome since the last time these two teams met.
Yeah, lost 16-11 down in Tampa, Florida, and probably the Saints' worst offensive game this season. Three turnovers, 13 penalties, two dropped touchdown passes that might have made a different outcome in that game. So they want to catch back and get back up to speed against Tampa Bay.
No doubt. And certainly Tampa Bay is squarely in the playoff picture at 8-6 as they come into the ballgame today. Unfortunately for the New Orleans Saints, their playoff chances, albeit slim, could be decided by the time we reach kickoff this afternoon. Green Bay will have something to say about it. So will the Washington Redskins, too.
Well, unfortunately for the Saints, there were some opportunities this season to have their fate in their own hands, and they did not take advantage of those games. When you think about the close losses to the New York Giants, to the Denver Broncos, some of those close losses now come back to bite you in the behind.
No doubt. Hey, by the way, since the last time these two teams met, the Saints' offense had a bounce back. What? And did they ever against Arizona last week?
Yeah, we're talking about 48.6 touchdowns after not being able to score a touchdown against Tampa Bay. Had only scored 24 points combined in the previous two games. They put up 48 against Arizona, have 485 yards of offense. Drew Brees, spectacular game. Brandon Cook, spectacular game on offense. They didn't get it done quite as much defensively. Had some slippage there, but they allowed 34 points on defense, and that was just enough to be able to win that game.
What is the biggest challenge for the Saints offense today?
Well, they've got to stay out of those third down bad situations. And one of those things is you can't turn it over and you can't commit the penalties. You commit the penalties, you get behind the sticks, as you say. You know, so second and five all of a sudden becomes second and 10 or second and 15. And defensively, if you commit a penalty, it's an automatic first down. So that extends the drive for the opposition. So they've got to stay away from the penalties. You want to protect the football. They turned it over the three times against Tampa Bay. That two game stretch where they had six turnovers, six Drew Brees interceptions, and no touchdown passes by Drew Brees. They've got to be able to stay away from those situations and run the ball, obviously. You got to be able to run against Tampa Bay because Tampa Bay, rushing the passer, has a guy named Gerald McCoy. And if all you're going to do is throw the football, Gerald McCoy is going to get after your quarterback sooner or later.
On the Saints' defensive side, a little news this week. Delvin Bro is now done for the rest of the season, placed on IR by the New Orleans Saints this week. Isn't it amazing as we go into the final home game of the regular season, John, that out of the projected starters in the defensive secondary, Jarris Byrd is the lone man standing here near the end?
That pretty much tells you all you need to know about this defense this season. They've had guys kind of rotating in and out. The secondary's been banged up from the beginning. Delvin Bro broke his fibula in the season opener, and he never quite got right the rest of the season. Kenny Vaccaro goes out with suspension. P.J. Williams has the concussion in the second game of the season. He can't play anymore this year. And it's just been that way in the secondary. But they have played better than last year. Gave up 45 touchdown passes last year, down to 21 so far this year. So they're not going to get up to 45 unless something really crazy happens. So they played better in the secondary. But yeah, for Jarris Byrd to be the only guy standing, that tells you a lot about the injury situation in the secondary.
Both of Tampa Bay's starting offensive tackles are unavailable today for the Buccaneers. That's to help. There's still the work to be done for the Saints defense.
Yeah, they got to be able to get after the quarterback. That's Jameis Winston. And just because the tackles are out doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be able to do it. Now, Cam Jordan, a guy who should have been in the Pro Bowl, probably will have a nice time of it defensively against the Bucs. And the Saints pretty much shut down Tampa Bay in that first game. Only allowed 16 points in that game. So it wasn't the defense that was a problem in Tampa. They just couldn't score on offense. So they should be able to get something going here defensively.
All right. Other storylines today, John, that I might be leaving out before we wrap up our pregame coverage.
Well, special teams for the Saints has been clean for the last three games. And that's as much as you could possibly hope for after some of the things that we've seen earlier this season. So hopefully they'll be able to remain clean in this game. And we talk about what the Saints have been able to do offensively. A lot of that credit goes to this offensive line. These guys have been banged up also. Teron Armstead's on injured reserve. Andrus Peat has played left tackle this year more than Teron Armstead. He has held up extremely well. Drew Brees leads the league in passing yards, leads the league in passing touchdowns. heading for probably maybe a 40 touchdown year with another 5,000 yards. He's playing as well as he ever has at this age. So you like what you see out of the Saints offensively. Mark Ingram, 850 rushing yards, has an outside chance to get to 1,000 if he can get 150 these next couple of weeks. So those are some numbers to be looking at. Brandon Cooks already over 1,000 yards receiving. Michael Thomas has an opportunity to get there. Outside shot for Willie Snead, the fourth to get there. But the passing game for the Saints has been great in a lot of weeks this year.
All right. When the injury list comes out, the inactive list, I should say, John, is there anybody in particular that you'll be looking for, or do you kind of already have an idea of what it will look like?
Yeah, we pretty much have an idea how it's going to look. I mean, Delvin Bro goes on an injury reserve, so pretty much it'll be the likes of a guy like maybe Travaris Cadet might be on there, or maybe Marcus Murphy, the guys who have routinely been on there throughout this season who have kind of rotated in and off, because now you don't have to deal so much with the injury concerns for the Saints.
All right. Today's kickoff is at 3:25 Central Time here at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. A ball game will be broadcast on Fox nationally. It's going to a good portion of the country. Kenny Albert and Daryl Johnson on the call today for Fox. Finally this, even if the Saints' playoff hopes are officially eliminated prior to kickoff, there are two big storylines or things that the Saints can do. They can keep their hopes alive for a 500 record on the season with a win today and then taking care of business against Atlanta next week. And, oh, by the way, they could also play spoiler in a big way for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are also in a big fight for a playoff spot. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Ongoing coverage all day long at NewOrleansSaints.com and, of course, on your Saints mobile app. Doug Tatum will be your host this afternoon after the ballgame for the Verizon postgame show. Enjoy the day, and again, Merry Christmas, everybody.